the Las Vegas Raiders last week against the Miami Dolphins. I mean, I'm not even going to say in the last 5 minutes. Let's just say in the last 20 seconds of that game.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I watch? When I watch these, and I'll be honest with you guys, there is no team I loved beating more than the Raiders. There's no team that was a thorn in the side of teams I was on twice, bouncing, you know, affecting our playoff status because of 1 year they were 4-9, I believe, and they beat us, and we couldn't go to the playoffs then. That was Shanahan's last year. But there's just no urgency on the Raiders. There's none. And that comes from the head coach. I mean, John Gruden is safe for the next 7 years with $70 million. You can't expect him to put the urgency into his team that none of us would have. If you guys had a seven-year deal on radio, if I had a seven-year deal on radio, the urgency isn't there. That's one of the things I never understood about that deal. You want to pay him $10 million a year, great, but make that a five-year deal, in which case now there's a lot more urgency behind John Gruden. And listen, he was my coach in the Senior Bowl. I love him. He's a great guy on game day. He's not a great teacher of technique, and he also has play calls that are way too long. And one of the things we did with Peyton Manning the year we won the Super Bowl is we cut a lot of that jargon out. Gary Kubiak did that as well, of that West Coast offense. The zero right, zap to Fappy, Y slot, triple left. And it's like, no, man, call it Bronco right, and let's call the play. And there's just no urgency, and that's kind of what I saw in that last 20 seconds last week.
Yeah, for anybody who's not familiar with this, there's a great clip out there from NFL Films of Gruden and Chris Sims down in Tampa, of Chris Sims trying to get a Gruden call down. It goes on for like 2 minutes. It's worth your time on YouTube.
It's so stupid. You know, guys are breathing, panting heavy. Make it easy for your players. He just doesn't do that.
All right, so you actually brought up a point that I wanted to ask you about already, because you heard, if you were listening on the intro, that Gruden talked about the last 20 seconds of the Dolphins game, it's on me. It's not on anybody else. It's on me. Well, yeah, when you have a 10-year contract, you can say that. When your owner has the biggest man crush on you that I've ever seen, that you can say those sorts of things, because it would feel to me like, you know, the same way we just asked you about, is Fangio on the hot seat? There's no such thing as a hot seat for John Gruden, is there?
No, I mean, unless you're trading him to Jacksonville, you know, or trading him to Detroit, something like that. But it's, you know, it's just, it's a good move by him. And you guys will see in this game, I mean, you guys have seen it through the year, there are certain types of coaches in the NFL. And one of the most frustrating types is a coach that says all the right things to the media and then to his players, all of a sudden the player's not playing. And those are the worst types of coaches, because then it's not all on him. Right, he goes to the media and says, hey, it's all on me, and then all of a sudden three guys aren't playing this weekend against the Broncos, and it's because he believes they're the reason lost. And so either you can be an authentic and true leader and say, hey, this is on me, I'm going to get my guys coached better, and not do that. But I'd imagine you'll see a couple of players either not dress or not play as much because of the loss last week.
He's got a Super Bowl ring, a former Bronco, played around the NFL, doing sports radio now in Denver. Ryan Harris is with us. I saw that you went on a Notre Dame podcast in the last couple of days. I want to bet Notre Dame plus the 20. Am I a moron? Are they going to get blown off the field by Bama?
Hey, man, you know, I'm huge on financial literacy, so I say invest that money in a stock that you use every day. That goes for all you sports gamblers out there in Las Vegas. But, you know, it's an honor for me to do the Notre Dame color analyst role. Is so much fun. Guys, I get to travel to all these cities I used to play in, but I have none of the stress. And one of the things that's unique, though, Notre Dame, their first-year offensive coordinator, Tommy Rees, he hasn't been exposed to a whole lot of different concepts. And one thing Notre Dame struggled with all year is having the running back in the backfield, especially on third down. I mean, you guys see it. You watch the NFL all the time. Running backs aren't in there to pick up the blitz. I mean, the best offenses – say to the defense, oh, you think we need to pick up your blitz? Well, watch us get out in the flat. And that's how Reggie Bush made all his money, and that's how Alvin Kamara is making all his money. Alvin Kamara's not making money picking up middle linebackers on a third down. Get him out into a flat and let him run. And Alabama's going to challenge Notre Dame with their speed. They play a lot of cover one, but Notre Dame does have playmaking ability, and they got embarrassed last week. And I never count a team out who's just been embarrassed. And also, Mac Jones is not a mobile quarterback like Trevor Lawrence is.